And she's going to be playing the keyboard, and they're going to raise it up for her so she can stand. And Betsy will be featuring here in February. So thanks to Mark Hastings for adding extra muscle so that things get set up. Please welcome Betsy Binstock.
Many thanks to those who indulge me and raise it up. A little self-promotion. I've got two CDs. One is spoken word with a little bit of musical introduction and outgo by John Boehmer. The other one is songs. There's only keyboard on one of the songs. There's Seth Connolly playing and Lorraine Hammond, and somebody plays the bagpipes on one of the songs. So it's different than what you usually hear from me. This is one I'm still in the process of learning. It's called Fifth Avenue. Stool was creeping up on me. It's based on something that I observed about 15 years ago. I grew up in New York City, and I went back to go museuming, and Fifth Avenue looked very different than it had when I'd grown up there. So this is Fifth Avenue. Excuse me. Its sidewalk stone six-sided lay beneath my happy tread. Each day I walked my beagle dog along Fifth Avenue, delighting in the sights and sounds, the lilacs budding. See the zoo, to hear the seals' applause. I hide the great white polar bear, saw monkeys' busy paws. I pass the giant art museum and sought its friendly shade to shelter. Memories never fade. Bright memories never fade. Alas, when I go back to walk, no benches welcome me. Each one is home to. Sorry, I'm messing up. Each one is home to homeless ones with bags upon their knee. They guard their hoards of clothes and things beneath the empty sky, in wind or rain or bitter snow. Their silence makes me cry. Their silence makes me cry. makes me cry. And were they once a child like me, who danced along this way? Or did they know when they were young, sharp hunger's pangs each day? The wild ones in the zoo have homes, the orphan cramped and small. The people on the benches now lack any homes at all, lack any homes at all.
Thank you.
One more hand, please, for Betsy Binstock.